Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey friends, here's a free clip from show number 52 of Who Are These Free Beers?
All right, well, for this first one, I just want the clip to speak for itself.
Right.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. Steve, when are you going to tell everybody that your owl turned into a stripper on that pole?
Oh, no.
I'm so glad you brought up the owl story because it is back. Back, Jack.
Wow.
So yes, we're revisiting it with Steve. Thank you, Kelly. So Steve immediately says, well, I need to recap for the audience that didn't hear.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I cut that part out,
okay.
But he didn't go all the way into detail about his neighbor getting involved or anything like that and him having to go find the owl.
Okay.
Thank God. But he still talked about the woodpeckers, the owl on the one side of the house and the owl on the new side of the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So that's always just so ridiculous, the fact that we had to sit through it. Well, anyway, this goes back 2 years ago. We had woodpeckers and they all worked and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So now Steve gets to talk to us about how his owl is facing his house by taking the long way to get there.
Oh, no.
So I finally did some research.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 minutes, 3 seconds of this. I had more than one person reach out and say, even it was just barely acceptable to listen to you guys stop the story.
Oh, okay.
And bring, and beat the shit out of them. That worked, but they can't imagine anyone else having to sit through this.
Right.
So I finally did some research, looked it up, and apparently you just stick a plastic owl on the side of your house. That'll deter woodpeckers. Uh-huh. Lo and behold, it worked. On the one side of the house, I stuck one of them. I just kind of propped it up on the roof.
Yeah.
No more woodpeckers came back. So this year I decided, okay, I'm going to put one on the other side of the house where it's an even bigger problem.
Even this is too much.
Problem.
Yes.
But there wasn't a place where I could easily just set it or hang it or prop it up. So I had my friend bend up some stainless steel and make a little shelf for it to sit on. Well, the owl that I bought had the bottom of it was hollow. So he put little piece of pipe sticking up off this shelf so I could just whoop, drop it right on.
She thinks it's so hilarious that it's a pole. Does.
That it's a stripping owl.
Yeah. Yes. So this is why you hear it going, it's a pole. It's a thing.
On top of it.
Yeah. He gave the owl the pipe.
Yeah. Gave the owl the pipe.
Okay. Now they're all getting into let's be silly dirty at the same time.
Yes.
Giving the owl the pipe. This is how it's going to go. All right.
Pipe. Yes.
You set the stage for its future.
Yes. Really keeps the owl with a stiff back.
So, yeah. Somebody dim the lights and put on T-Pain. I'm in love with a stripper. This owl's got a future.
I mean, it looks great. Wow. It looks so nice there on the side of our house. But I mean, since it's been up there for the last week, haven't heard one woodpecker.
I haven't. It's remarkable that she would make such a big deal out of the fact that he made a platform so it can stay up there.
I mean,
That's the basis for this woman's comedy.
Yeah, wait till you hear how this damn story ends, and then you're gonna be amazed at the fact that she decided to bring it up.
Okay,
like it makes no fucking sense.
So,
we're
doing pretty good. It was really windy the other night. Oh, now the woodpecker is just, or the owl is basically on the outside of our bedroom wall.
Okay.
And it was super windy the other night.
So you can make eye contact with it when you're getting amorous?
Yes, exactly. That was our...
Why are they doing this? Why is everything sex with this goddamn owl and it's not funny or clever?
No.
That was a plan from day one. So yesterday, Annette's like, man, I really didn't sleep well last night. I'm like, oh, why not? that stupid owl. It was really windy, so it was like bouncing around.
She was working hilarious. For that money.
Bouncing again. Oh,
that's hilarious. That is so fucking funny.
It's the side of the house. So I went out and looked at it, and the owl has completely turned around and is now facing the wall.
Oh, it's so-
oh no.
Whoa.
Filled with shame.
That's not going to scare away
got
the
bills to pay.
Woodpeckers now.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's twerking for working.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So now I have to come up with some kind of way to permanently attach it.
And we're going to hear all about it.
This is just the project that won't die.
Yeah, and the story that won't die either, Steve.
Yes. Well, it's time to finish the owl story.
Oh, no, it's more.
Or is it?
Oh, no.
All right, well, I don't just want to put zip ties on it. I don't want to make it look like garbage.
Oh, yeah definitely not. Yeah,
that would look crappy.
Oh, there she's going.
Can you Gorilla Glue it?
I probably could, or, yeah, maybe some double-sided tape or something, or magnets.
Get some Flex Seal.
Yeah, that's funny.
Flex
magnets
tape.
Are funny.
Yes.
Magnets!
I know. I don't get why they're laughing.
Yeah.
Flex on!
Yeah, so thank you for bringing that up, Kelly.
You're welcome. I'm proud
I'm
of your
definitely
owl.
Not tired of talking about my owl problem. So I hope that this becomes a thing.
Okay, cool.
So do we. Yes.
And that's it.
So does everybody listening. Yes, that's it.
Wow.
But I'm assuming it's going to be an ongoing thing. Is if the owl turns back around with zip ties on it or magnets, then it's going to be brought up because that's just craziness.
This reminds me of that term, like people who are known as tryhards. That's what these people remind me of. They're just trying so hard to do to do this, and they're thinking that this is gold. And if they just package it a certain way, the audience will buy into the shit.
They laugh along with it. If they talk like it's interesting, like,
right. Wow, man.
It is interesting and it's funny.
It to me, it's interesting that they think it's interesting and funny. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it like a train wreck.
Right.
That's how I look at this entire show. Every bit of it.
Yeah, it's a pile of garbage.
And that is it, my free clip from the latest edition, episode number 52 of Who Are These Free Beers? We went just shy of an hour. There's that show and 51 before it that I would like you to check out for free on my Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for 7 days free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Are you a financial advisor considering the independent RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. They've helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.